With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The federal government's most recent sage-grouse public comment period wrapped up today. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has proposed tweaking conservation plans that were hammered out back in 2015. As Edward O'Brien reports, that's unnerved some of the people and groups who were involved in that process.
John Bradley says 2015 sage-grouse agreement was a hard-won compromise that kept the bird off the endangered species list. Bradley, a Montana Wildlife Federation field rep, asserts that the Trump administration is now putting sage-grouse and its habitat at risk.
We just want the Interior to give the plans a chance to work. We want them to honor the deal we all made 3 years ago. And the question is really now, are they finally going to listen to us?
Secretary Zinke has proposed amending protections afforded the birds under the 2015 agreement, but the Wilderness Society's Nada Culver worries the proposal could weaken or completely remove protections from activities like energy development. If Interior gets its way, Culver says environmentalists may push to list the sage-grouse under the Endangered Species Act.
Based on the way that these plans are being conducted, without sufficient opportunities for public input, without sufficient evaluation of environmental impacts, of alternatives to the approach that is kind of being railroaded through without looking at the best science, we may very well see legal challenges as well.
Family Farm Alliance President Pat O'Toole says an endangered species listing and the accompanying regulations that come with that status would do the ag industry no favors. He supports the collaborative process that led to 2015 sage-grouse agreement.
From my perspective, throwing this whole question of the sage-grouse into a litigation frenzy is actually the very worst-case scenario we could imagine. The other side of it is there is such a great set of experiences people have had working together. I don't think you want to break that trust.
Proposed BLM oil and gas lease sales in sage-grouse habitat have prompted several recent lawsuits in Idaho and Montana. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.